podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors,
or affiliates. Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another late night edition of the Boxing Voice. Tonight is going to be an immediate reaction show for Adrian Broner versus Mikey Garcia. And Mikey Garcia dominated Adrian Broner. We're going to discuss that, get into the details, and obviously chop it up with you guys. Let me go on out to my co-hosts in the Golden State, Matt the Hipster Echo Hunter.
Dollar D. Beyonce Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout, man. When he hit it, the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yeah, they the hit runner right here.
I don't know why they have this bad echo. Adrian Broner lost to Mikey Garcia. Mikey Garcia easily dominated him for a majority of the fight. I don't know if we should be surprised here. I mean, Adrian Broner has never showed us they can beat an elite-level fighter, though we never really knew for sure if Mikey Garcia was elite. He showed us flashes of it. He showed us that he's elite against a certain level of fighters like a Roman Martinez, a Lander Salido. I think he showed us that he is elite here. I think that Adrian Broner also showed us that he's just a good fighter. He's a good boxer. That he is not meant to be an A-level guy. And that's okay. But I think that's just the reality of the situation here. And I think Mike Garcia can easily fight anyone from 135 to 147 and it be a realistic, sellable fight.
You know, I was all kind of disappointed, man. You know, some people might think like, oh, Ness, you know, why you even fuck with Broner? But I don't know. It's just like, yo, he's a decent, entertaining dude, but he just doesn't let his hands go. He really doesn't. And that was the problem in this fight. It was like a sweep. You know, I gave the first round to Adrian Broner. Mikey didn't really let his hands go. I guess he took that round like most fighters do to feel out Broner. And he did a good job of that in the first round. And that gave Broner that first round. After that, Mikey brought the broom. He brought the broom, bro. And I didn't give Broner another round until after probably what can be considered the first all-action round, which was round 8 for Mikey, but it was the most action-packed round. But 9, you know, if you want to be nice, you could have gave that round to Broner, even though Mikey came on, you know? So, I don't know, man. Like you said, it's different, like, I didn't feel like it was as entertaining as the Maidana fight or as entertaining as even the Porter fight. I felt it lacked. It lacked what normally is in a Broner loss to make you believe, you know what, maybe next time. But I don't think there's a next time. I heard his post-fight, and he's like, man, they're going to come fucking see me if I fight tomorrow. And it's true. But it's going to be versus like a Delorme type of guy. Thomas Delorme, like that. Like, I don't even know where AB goes from here in terms of, like, I don't know what happens now. I mean, Mikey's a good fighter, so, you know, I'm not trying to discredit AB and say that he's done, because he's not. I mean, you know, Gabriel Rosado, Martin Murray, multiple fighters with – so Jesus Soto Carras is going to fight Mauricio Herrera in a couple of days. So, like, obviously a loss doesn't mean you're done, but I don't know, Matt, help me here on that. Is he still an A-side? Just – I guess depending who he's fighting, right? Like, where does he go at 140 with Terrence Crawford having everything sewed up in that division? Where does a Adrian Broner go now?
Well, obviously, he has to take a step back, right? I mean, I don't know what division, though. I mean, we were talking about this on the live chat, and if you don't know what that is, go to patreon.com/theboxingvoice, and you can find out what that is. And we were... You know, I mentioned he should go back to 147, mainly because I feel like he doesn't have that many fights left.
But how at 147? Like, what? I mean,
those are the bigger money fights. So if you have less fights in your career left, you want to make the most money in the least amount of time, I would assume.
It was just so disappointing, Matt. I mean, with every body shot that Garcia landed, he kept shaking his head no, as to say, you're not hurting me. It didn't land. It is ineffective. But nothing coming back. I was really saddened. I was really saddened. I mean, I see people saying, like, Broner versus Spence, but what is that? Like, what is that? Like, really? Like, who? I mean, yes, it's a cash out. But that's not what Spence wants. You heard Spence on a telecast. He wants the other three titles, bro. What's next for Mikey Garcia? He solidified his spot. He rose to the occasion. He let his hands go. He threw over 700 punches. He split that guard. He worked that body with lefts and rights. He stood patient. He doubled and tripled the jab, even on the inside when he had Broner on the ropes, and he would do maybe a left hook to the body and come back over the top with a right hand. He would still double the jab on the way out. I mean, that kid ain't playing. He keeps his mind on that game plan, and he sticks to it for sure. I mean, he did a great job.
I think Mike Garcia, maybe like a Terrence Crawford fight, makes the most sense. I know, you know, you don't think he – could beat a Terrence Crawford.
Well, no. It's not even about beat, Matt. You heard him in the post fight. At first, you know that I said, you know, Mikey seems to be the guy that could do the Crawford fight because he doesn't have a promoter. He is the one that can go from network to network, but then he ruined it. He ruined the thought of me believing that any further by today in his post fight saying, if any of those guys want to come to Showtime, call them. So, you're already saying you could only fight Lomachenko, you could only fight Terrence Crawford on Showtime. We know those fights are out the window. So that's why Jim Gray came back with his subliminals. Like, well, we hear you want to move up to 47. Now, you know he called out Keith Thurman before.
Well, very quickly, Bob Arum has said on the record that he's willing to work with Showtime. And he has these guys do not have an exclusive deal with any network right now. Yes, they're fighting on ESPN, but that's not exclusive deals. We've never heard anything about these guys having an exclusive deal to ESPN now. So I'm assuming they have any network they can go to. They can shop these fights to other networks. You don't think they can get Terrence Crawford on Showtime? You don't think Bob Arum can do that?
I mean, you know what? You're right. Crawford is with Arum. Arum isn't happy with HBO, but they are happy with...
He really doesn't do fights with HBO anymore.
I mean, but they are happy with Crawford. They are happy with Crawford. But
Crawford's next fight is on HBO.
You're right. It's on ESPN.
It's on ESPN, so he's free of any network deal. He's good.
Yeah, but if you're Bob, why do you do a Crawford-Terrence fight? Does it do big business? Is it a pay-per-view?
You mean a Garcia-Crawford fight? What did I say? I have no idea what you said, but you definitely did not say Garcia.
I'm going to tell you what we need to say. We need to say hit that thumbs up button. If you're looking at this on YouTube and your thumbs up, it looks like this. If it's gray, you didn't do it right. It needs to be blue. Make that blue. Okay?
I think pay-per-view, I don't know. to be honest, I don't think it really matters, though. I think you can get either Showtime to buy the fight for a good price tag, or you make a pay-per-view, and it's going to do, what, maybe 100,000?
Maybe. I don't know, man.
But I don't think that happens. I really don't think that happens. I think we're going to get it on Showtime if that fight does happen.
Mikey's performance was so dominant. I mean, he is a boxer's boxer. The jab, he utilized it up and down, you know, in the 1-2, 1-2-3. He even used the jab with Broner on the ropes. I mean, he really impressed me. You know, in some spots, I said even on the chat, like, man, he's a little basic, but it's like he said in his post fight, people think I'm basic till I'm in there with them, and it's my timing. You know, it's a lot more difficult for them. But look, people are not here for you and I. Do you got any final thoughts on Broner and Garcia?
No, I'm good.
All right, my final thoughts, man. If it's 47 the way that my co-host believes, I guess Broner Berto is the obvious fight. If it's 40, I don't even know. I don't know any Al Haymon 40-pound fighters except for Lipinets, because Omar Figueroa is 147. And I think at this point, even Figueroa is a lot of problems for a guy like Broner. I know that some will say, well, he's just like DeMarco. He might be too slow. But the difference between him and DeMarco, I think, is that Figueroa throws a lot of punches. And obviously, he, you know, Mikey showed the activity is another kryptonite for poor Broner. We're going to go out to our sponsors, a few, you know, sponsors that obviously make this show possible, as well as our Patreons who, you know, support us to make sure that we stay on here. I want you to hit that thumbs up button if you are enjoying the show. And don't forget, you can drop us a 5-star review on iTunes, because this is a podcast. You can find us on iTunes, all right? Just search Boxing. We are number one there for a reason. And your 5-star review will make sure that we remain there. VMRE, thank you for the compliment and saying that we have an awesome channel, and thank you for your donation. We truly appreciate that live donation from the Super Chat. Definitely official, man. We appreciate that. Head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice for all sorts of exclusives. We're giving away free gloves, shirts, all types of things, and we have Border Wars. Check it out. We're going to go out to the sponsors and then to the callers, ladies and gentlemen. 1-425-569. 5241 is the number to call. International callers, all you need to do is add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the show.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going out to Coach Mitty in the United Kingdom, talk to us.
Hey, Ness. Hey. So, obviously, a little bit disappointed by the way Broner approached the fight. Just like you, I didn't like the fact that he was shaking his head and saying, I'm not hurt. If you're not hurt, then just do something about it. Try to close the gap and try to win some of the rounds. So I had it exactly scored in the same way as like most people on the live chat. 10 rounds for Mikey Garcia and 2 for Broner. And to be honest, I struggled to find a second round to give him after the first round. Maybe the 9th, maybe the 10th, I don't know. But one thing I would say is like, Broner was definitely world-class at 135 and below, but then like since he's moved to 140 and 147 from time to time, is definitely not world-class. And like you said, he's going to be fighting people like Berto, but he's still going to be entertaining, and people are still going to watch him just to hate him and just for his chat. But, you know, I think that that's it for him. If he can't go down to 135, which obviously he can't, then he's never going to be a world champ again. So that's all.
Mitty, thanks for calling in. Matt.
Yes.
Let's set that clock to 45. Make sure we don't stay here over time. We're going to go back out to the United Kingdom. We're going to Robbie Robb in the United Kingdom, a.k.a. Robbie Hearn.
Dolla DiBiase Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, didn't you? You predicted he's going to beat me. He got smashed.
Why is Wilder so down 90,000? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get on ASAP.
BoxingWiz.com.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
What's up, Rob?
Yeah, good, man, good. Yeah, I just want to say Mikey Garcia, very impressive. I thought he was just on point and focused. And this nonsense with Broner shaking his head, he was just getting caught with one. He'd shake his head. Then Mikey would offload in the last 45 seconds or so, win the round and repeat. That was basically the fight. And I think... you know, the crowd got on Broner's back at the end there, and he just seemed to get more aggressive in the post-fight than he did in the actual fight. And I don't think it's wise to call out.
Robbie Robb, it's an immediate reaction show. Every call is getting 45 seconds, so I don't want anybody to, you know, get mad. Understand.
It's just one of them days. Don't take it personal.
Drive-by. Don't take it personal, but it is drive-by for immediate reaction shows. Each caller gets 45 seconds, so make sure you're lightning fast. Don't hold your punches. Make sure that output is out. Let's go to Alexander Bully, also in the UK.
Yo, what's up, my people? I'm going to get straight into it, man. It's the same AB, and I told people from early, it's the same guy. He's going to come in here. He's going to bullshit. He's not going to throw his right hand. I don't know what's wrong with him. Before, everyone's going to say he's running up mountains. I saw the sparring video of him fighting some tin can. He'll do it again. He'll do it next year. This guy is a gatekeeper, a pure gatekeeper. And somebody tell me in the chat, what the fuck was his strategy going into that fight? Like, just that's it. I'm out. Just tell me the strategy. I'm out.
All right, Bully. Let's go out to Scorsese. Talk to us.
Yo, that motherfucker. Hey. If Broner could get in the ring, why the fuck can't Conor McGregor get in the ring? Damn, dude. Like, I'd rather watch Border Wars than to watch Adrian Broner ever again, bro. What the fuck this dude doing, man? Just walking forward, shaking your head, talking shit after you lost 11 rounds already? Dude, feed this motherfucker to the wolves. Feed him to anybody that can punch. I think Victor Ortiz can knock this nigga out. Like, bro, like, can somebody tell me the last time a Mexican-American beat a black slick fighter? Mikey Garcia just did something a lot of people don't do. He's a damn good fighter. Adrian Broner, a bum, bro. That nigga don't never need to be on TV again. Stop wasting our time making us watch his motherfucking punk ass. I'm out.
Yo, I don't know, man. Hey, Scorsese, I actually like that fight, Matt. Broner and Victor Ortiz? I like that. I like that. I do. Marcus in DC, drive by. Let's go.
Hey, man, that was just understood. Don't need to be explained, man. Hey, I already told y'all niggas, man, the 1-2 gonna kill him to death, man. Everybody keep talking about, he ain't never fought nobody like Broner. Yes, he has. He's fought plenty of fighters who have talent that don't work hard. And that shit always catch up with you. I'm gonna catch y'all tomorrow because I eat no crow on Sunday. I'm out.
Damn. Marcus dropping it. And it went down how he called it. Let's go out to LA. Info Joe.
Mr. Info Joe.
Tell the truth, Joe. Tell the truth.
This portion of the show we call In the
Mr.
Know.
Info Joe.
Presented by my brother.
Tell the truth, Joe. Tell the truth.
Man, it's going to be crotasterous. It's going to be crotasterous Sunday. I'm going to call in tomorrow and eat my crow, and I would gladly do it. Mikey put on an excellent performance. I only gave Broner 2 rounds. Shout out to Marcus from D.C., one of the best callers on TBV, and he was right on point. He called it. That's all I got, man. I'll call in tomorrow, eat my crow. Me and Santiago just watch it together too, man. Man, Broner, like we always say, he don't never let his fucking hands go. He just don't fucking let his hands go. I'm out.
Jay in Orlando, talk to us.
Hey, man, the worst thing in the world is talent, and you do nothing with it, man. I don't know what the hell that plan was, and his trainers were letting him know. It wasn't like Mike Stafford and Kevin Cunningham didn't let him know, man. Just disappointing. I had a feeling that he was going to lose, but I didn't know it was going to be like this. Talk to you guys tomorrow, man.
Damn, he sounds heartbroken, man. Santiago, you're up.
Hey, guys. So you already know, just like Joe said, you know, Broner's biggest issue has always been the fact that he just shells up too much. He never lets his hands go. And, you know, it was made so clear that he had the speed advantage, but that timing, that technicality, precision, everything was just going Mikey. And it sucks because Broner basically is, he's right. He's going to go down the history books as it could have been. That's all I got to say. That's my immediate reaction. I'll see you guys on Sunday.
Santiago, thanks for calling in. What up, brother?
We got to ring him.
Ring him in.
Stainless.
Is it from Detroit?
Yes.
Straight to the point for those with attention deficit. I'm so repetitive, so I got to repeat. Stainless from the street to the deep. I'm coming with that heat. All you need to know about me, I'm coming with that heat.
Yo, man, I'm not going to be negative on this fight, man. Garcia did an excellent performance, man. Garcia gave an excellent performance, man. It ain't that Broner looked bad. It's that Garcia made him look bad, man. So shouts out to Garcia. Shouts out to AJ Broner for making it through the 12 rounds and getting his payday, I guess. But shouts out to Garcia for doing his damn thing like he said he would. I'll see y'all tomorrow, chat, man. Peace.
All right, Stainless, thanks for calling in. We're going out to Gabe. Salt Lake City.
Yo, what's good, TVB? You know, I called in Thursday talking about the judges, and I don't know how two judges had it. Was it 112, 114 or something? I don't know how them judges gave them four rounds, man. At tops, I gave them two. But, you know, Mikey is who we thought he was. And AB, man, I don't know why everybody keeps saying, oh, he's going to be this has-been or – maybe he just was never that good enough. Every time he stepped up competition, man, he didn't step up to the plate. Well, I got some questions tomorrow. I'll call in tomorrow. TBB, keep it up.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in, Gabe. As always, we're going out to some alumni.
Long Beach in the house.
Hey, man, I'm just disappointed. I'm a bit disappointed, man. I feel like AB robbed us of a potential fight of the year. You were able to see when he turned it up in the last three rounds that it would have been a hot, heated, competitive fight. I also think that AB might have inflicted more damage on Mikey in those last three rounds than Mikey inflicted on him the whole fight. I don't really think AB was truly hurt at all when he was shaking his head. I think that was sincere. However, he just would not fucking let his hands go. It's kind of frustrating, man, and I think he robbed us of a fight of the year if he would have just upped the tenacity. He has to accept who he is. It's the analogy they gave about Gamboa when you get too much and you don't know how to center it or focus it. AB just needs to be a grit fighter.
Cut it. Yo, Steve Weisfeld needs to get beat up, man. For real. If I'm reading this right, he gave Adrian Broner the first round, the fourth round, the ninth round, and the 12th round. Did you give Broner the 12th round?
I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember now, but you're laughing. Let's go out to Al in Edison. What's up, New Jersey?
Yeah, it was good, Ness. If you beat him, join him. I think he's done with Mike Stafford. He needs to go to Two Garcias, I think there'll be a good match for him. He got completely outboxed. It was disgusting. You know, I mean, it's just, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Change of pace for him, I think it'll be good for him. I think he still has a future in boxing, but Mike Stafford, love him, but that relationship has to go. I'm out. Later.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. We're going out to the 714. Are you first time caller? Seven, one, four, going once, going twice, going out to some alumni in North Cal.
I won't deny it.
Dollar D. Beyonce production.
Come with me. Hail Mary, run with me. What do we have here now?
Boxingverse.com.
What's up, fellas? Man, did Mikey look impressive, man. I mean, he looked better than what I was saying he was going to look. He looked great, fundamentally sound, disciplined, the power that everybody was in question, the power that was in question, man, it carried over. And then I liked how he stuck to the body punches. And then AB didn't throw his hands, man, because Mikey kept coming with that left on him. He was getting hurt. I mean, I think Mikey was the aggressor every round. I gave Bruno one round. And then Mikey even put his hands down in the eighth round. I mean, he looked great. And all I could say was the last word is impressive, man. That's my last word.
All right, brother. Well, Alex, thanks for calling in. Always appreciate playing your introduction. Let's go out from Cali to Texas. Class Inbound, talk to us.
Yo, 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 what's up? Really quickly, Jamal Charlo, great. You look good. Also, Baby Miller looked good. And now Mikey Garcia, he looked great. That was the best. That honestly was his best performance against coming up against Adrian Broner, who hadn't lost at 140. That was fantastic. I would love to see Mikey Garcia face the winner of Julius Ndongo, Terrence Crawford. He deserves to be in the conversation for being in pound for pound, because this is what now his fourth weight class, I believe. But either way, Mikey Garcia is one of the best at what he does, and he showed it tonight. I had a lot of doubts in this fight, but he definitely silenced them. Good stuff from Mikey Garcia. I'm out.
Broner in the press conference said, oh, and this for a belt now? I'm going to fuck him up. Sal.
Yo, am I on?
You are on. Clock's ticking.
Okay, real quick. Hey, Ness, so look, I'm about to bust my stats out real quick. Been listening to the Boxing Voice for 2 years, been in Patreon for a couple of months, and all I want and all I expect is for my call out to come to full effect. So what's up, bro? You taking this tire or what?
Well, I told you I never
a loyal fan.
You want me to take a pie for a bet that I didn't take with you? What the hell? You trying to force me to take a bet?
Hey, Bro. On that show, all you were saying is Broner did. Oh, Mikey will get trampled by Sean. Mikey did this, and what happened? He whooped that ass straight. Come on, bro.
That was a resume show. That was a resume show. I never picked Broner though, bro. I'm sorry.
All right, bro. I'm gonna call in tomorrow, bro. But it's nice to know how you are, bro. It's cool.
Oh man, Sal, get out of here. 5'10", you're up. Is it Donald? First time caller, 5'10". First time caller. 5'10". Going once.
Hey, I'm here.
What's up, brother? First time
How you
caller.
Doing, man? Hey. First time caller. Hit me.
All right, we're going to hit you with that first time caller intro. Let the world know your name and where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
In Valencia, 415 slash 510, California. Yes. Matt, first time caller. I love you guys. I thought it was a great fight, and I think what it showed is the basics. If you got your basics down, man, and you're on it, it can handle any style. And Mikey showed that the basic can handle that style if you got it down.
Yes, he did, brother. Yes, he did. Well, I want to thank you, obviously, basic, for calling in, brother. You said your name was Valencia?
It's Valencia. I'm from San Francisco Bay Area, Oakland. Man, you guys, I'm a new listener to you guys, man, and I love it because it's making me look at boxing from a whole different perspective and from a skill perspective and not just a fan. I really enjoy it, bro. You guys are bringing it, and I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling in, brother. This is an immediate reaction show. We're going to go down the line. We want to ask you and remind you to subscribe to the YouTube channel so you can get those notifications every time we go live, because we did about 4 shows today. We also had a live fight chat on patreon.com/theboxingvoice. We're going to go back out to some more alumni callers here. We got Georgie Porgy on the line.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't pay Showtime to see you all damn not even putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see two motherfuckers just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that form, my dude? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Next. What a great show. Thumbs up, donate.
Hey, yo. Gotta take that crow like a man, bro. So I'm gonna call tomorrow. Want to tell everybody out there who just listened to the show on iTunes or whatever, try to swing to the YouTube, open that live chat, because that live chat is the shit, my dude. Yo, my respect to Info. They were clowning him on the chat, calling him Info Crow, but I got to eat Crow too. So, Crostadamus, Info Joe, my brother. I will see you on Sunday and eat that crow. And with Mikey, let me say something. Yo, Mikey did his thing. AB just couldn't do nothing. Mikey was the better man. He really impressed me. I didn't know the man got such a great timing. And we got to watch that man's left hand. I think that was a major key. His left hand is never in position. I never noticed that about him. If you guys watch the film again, some type of film study, check out that left hand. You never know when he's going to throw a jab, when he's decent or whatnot. One time...
Seven zero eight, first time caller.
Hello?
Yes, sir. First time caller.
Hello? Yeah, I'm a first time caller. Hey.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and play this first time caller intro. Say your name and where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Yeah. This is Sean. I'm calling from Chicago.
Go for it, Sean.
Yeah, one thing that I noticed about Adrian Broner in pretty much every single last one of his fights is he always keeps that right hand.
Okay. 201, first time caller.
Hello?
Yes, 201, first time caller.
Yes, I am.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and play this first time caller intro. Let the world know your name and where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
This is Mike. Mike out of Patterson, New Jersey. I just want to say that the fight was okay, but I mean, overall, I just want to say, I don't know why everybody sounds so surprised. This is how Vegas had the betting odds going, right? It was supposed to go down like this. That's it.
All right, Mike. Thanks for calling in. Patterson, New Jersey. Right around Jersey Boy Boxing, man. Shout out to Mike and Patterson. You know, he's right. And I'm starting to see that the betting lines have it right all the time. 5-1, and he did. I mean, look, he pitched the shutout. You had to be you had to really be a nice guy to give AB more than two rounds, even though some of these judges found ways to, two judges found ways to give him four rounds, to be honest with you. I guess I got to go back and watch the tape maybe. What do you think, Matt? You think we need to rewatch it? Did he win four rounds, or are we being haters? Are we robbing AB of two rounds? If you're watching this on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen, we would love for you to hit that thumbs up button. Turn it from gray to blue. If it's not blue, you're not doing the right thing. And head on over to iTunes. Drop us a five-star review. Helps with the visibility of the show. Helps with the visibility of the show and keeps us number one on iTunes. Matt, what do you think? No? Yes? Maybe so?
Wait, what was the question again?
Yeah, I thought so. Rico from San Antonio.
Yo, what's going on? It's Rico. Just saying, hey, man, Mikey Garcia, he won himself a new fan. Yo, the way he was fighting, man, that shit was sexy. Pause. Like, no homo. Like, that shit was clean. Like, he's a real boxer, you know what I'm saying? And Broner, he disappointed me. I was expecting more from Broner. I was actually going for Broner. And he was just like as fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't throwing nothing. He wasn't letting his hands go. If he wouldn't let his hands go, he probably could have done some damage, but he didn't. So, I don't know why he didn't. But, hey, man, Mikey Garcia, he won himself a new fan. Beautiful boxing, pure boxing. Like, I want to box like that, like, beautiful. So, yeah, man, Mikey Garcia got himself a new fan. Keep doing his thing, and shout out to Charlo also. Highland, that fool was weird, too. I don't know what the hell is going on with that dude, but. Cut it.
Rico, don't take it personally. You know it is a drive-by show. Let's get to Richie.
Yo, yeah, man. Yeah, man, first thing I want to say, man, the whole Showtime staff besides Paulie needs to be fired. They're all dead, man. It was terrible, their commentating. All right, next. Yo, I don't even really want to talk about Adrian Broner, man. He disappointed me on so many levels, but, you know, props to my ERC. I'll get my crow tomorrow. Next I want to say is, yo, I'm putting this on the pavement. Everybody count this. Yo, Triple G is going to retire before Charlo gets to him. I'm telling you, Triple G will retire before Charlo gets to him.
Yo, pump the brakes, B. Pump the brakes. Charlo just beat a dude with a wooden leg, B. Like, yo, Charlo beat Forrest Gump when he was like nine, running with the little straps on his legs. Like, stop it. But I believe you, you know, but I ain't getting hype off of that win. Yusef in H-Town.
Yeah, and that's what tomorrow I'm going to call in for my crow. Definitely, I don't think that, you know, Adrian Broner, you know, did bad. I just think that Mikey Garcia was on a total different level. I'm serious. He was on a totally different level. And I can't downplay Mikey Garcia, you know, win by saying Adrian Broner did horrible. I can't. And the guy just shut him out. So I believe that Adrian Broner will keep his, you know, career, but definitely I think I put him in a, you know, a doorkeeper or something. But Robert Easton Jr. and Garcia.
Cut it. Yo, the chat is number one, yo. They said Charlo looked real impressive against someone who needed a wheelchair. Yo, his output was insane, though. Middleweights are going to have a very, very difficult time dealing with the amount of jabs he threw. Can't deal with that, man. That's tough work. Gary Dallas.
Yo. Yeah, I don't even think Broner looked bad. Like, I thought Broner fought good. I just think Mikey's a different level, and that's what I was trying to say. You know, I think Broner's got a future. It's just I don't think he's big enough for 147, and I don't see any fights for him at 140. And I just wanted your opinion. Would you rather see Crawford and Garcia at 140 or Crawford and Spence at 147? That's my call.
Yeah, I just said Charlo's gonna give mad problems at 60, and they're still saying I'm hating on Charlo. You guys are the ones that start shit. That's the problems right there. The King, San Sosa, or San Jose? Excuse me, San Jose. Yeah, the King from San Jose. Right, talk to us.
Hello.
Clock's ticking.
I'm on the line.
You're live.
Yeah, I think Mikey put hands on Broner majorly. It was obvious. Broner really wasn't a disappointment, but he just didn't have the firepower to hang in there. You know, Garcia was pretty impressive. I think that he won a lot of fans tonight. And Broner, I mean, he shouldn't retire, but he's on a major decline. He needs a new trainer. He needs to get back in the gym, and it seemed like he had no game plan tonight. Like, he just came out to
cut
fight.
It,
like,
cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it.
All this champagne, popping all this rosé, getting money like Jose, chain cold, Norway, shorty wants that foreplay, I'm like, no way, gotta rock like Coldplay, killing it,
OJ,
getting cheese like Green Bay, call me Aaron
Rodgers. Jose, Matt, where's he at? Fucking Matt is dropping the ball.
Yo, you guys hear me or not?
We hear you now. Matt's dropping the ball, yo, bro.
All right, man. Make sure my time's starting now, man. Yo, first of all, this is the first time I was able to actually use one of the perks on Patreon and actually listen to the fight live, because believe it or not, in this third world country that I live in called Canada, we don't have fucking Showtime, and this fight wasn't on TV, man, so I was pissed. But luckily, I was able to to watch it through my ears, I guess, listening to you guys commentate on it, so thanks for that. And my opinion on this, man, is there's a reason why, you know, in boxing, the O counts for so much, man. Because once you've lost, you're willing to lose again and again, man. And all these guys like Canelo and Chavez and fucking Broner and all these guys, man, they all lumped up. They've lost before. They're supposed to be big. They didn't. They're losers, man. Like, you know, I'm not going to call them bums, but once they've lost, they'll lose again. Same goes for you, Matt. You have that O and one record. You're going to lose again, too.
Cut it. Cut it. Cut it.
Now Matt wants to be on the boards when you bringing the heat to him and shit. Where we leave off? We went to Alex. We got the Richie.
Is it
909? 909, first time caller. 909.
Oh, yeah, this is could you hear me?
We hear you. Are you a first time caller, sir?
Yeah, this is a first-time caller.
I'm going to get and play the intro. Let the world know your name, where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making right, his professional debut.
My name is David. I'm calling from Las Vegas right now. And I just want to say, I think that fight was, I mean, it was an okay fight. But Adrian Broner, I mean, where's his skills? Where's his willpower? Where was the will to win? I know none of you guys seen that. I mean, yeah, you lose fights, you lose championship fights, but he didn't even, where was his will to win? Where was the champion that supposed to come out of him? That's all I got to say. Big ups to Mikey Garcia, though. He won the fight.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, because we do a lot of shows. We cover all boxing topics. We're going out to 402. 402, first time caller.
Yeah, first time caller. I'm calling from Mexico, deportee. I'm calling from Mexicali, Baja California.
What's your name, brother?
Yeah, and I want to say Matalón.
Matalón from Mexico City.
Matalón. That's right. No, I'm calling from Mexicali, Baja California.
All right, Mexicali.
Chicali. Mexican know what it is. But anyway, this is what I want to say. I bet. I lost 1.5 because I bet it for Broner. I thought Broner could have won. At the last rounds, I thought Garcia got tired. I think Broner could have fucked him up because he was bigger. You know what I mean? I think Garcia gassed out at the end. He had a bloody nose and this and that. I think Broner could have won, but Broner just didn't have it in him. You know what I mean? He just, he lost against Porter when he needed a win. He lost against, what's that other dude? He lost against, whatever, you know what I mean? I just thought that Broner could have pulled it off, but he just didn't. He just, he didn't have, he's like chatter. He don't got that in him. You know, big ups to Mikey. You know what I mean? But I think Crawford will tear him up. I think Crawford will tear him up. I don't think he's ready for that. I think he needs to stay at 135. I think he definitely need to beat up Lomachenko. He just needs to stay there. You know, I don't think he's ready for that. I think he needs to do some of that shit Adrian Broner was doing, some of that yoga shit and all that other stuff. You know what I mean? Get built. You know what I mean? Work on his body because he looked soft. I think Broner could you know what I mean, beat him, but he just... Broner can't pull that trigger.
Mateo, thanks for calling in, brother. It is a drive-by show. We are on an immediate reaction. We're only giving each caller 45 seconds. You were a first-time caller, so we let you go a little longer. We're going out to Jay in Philly.
Yo, what's going on, y'all?
What's up, brother?
Yeah, man. Broner is what he is, man. He reached his ceiling. When a fighter shows you what they are, believe it. He's a low-output punch fighter. He doesn't step up to the fights he needs. He just picks on the kids he's supposed to beat. That's it. I know Jay-Z laughing now. He probably wish he took that $40 million deal, but AP is done, man. Mike Garcia is a good fighter, but he's nothing to lead as special. Broner could have beat him. He ain't got the will. So it is what it is, man. And always remember, Vegas never gets it wrong. Follow Vegas' line, not the name recognition. That's my call. You have a good one, man.
All right, Jay. Yeah, I'm starting to believe you with the Vegas shit, man. 704, first-time caller.
Ladies and gentlemen.
First time caller.
Ladies and
gentlemen.
All right.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
First time caller. CJ, what up, what up, what up?
CJ, where you calling from? That's North Carolina?
I'm right on the road right now. I'm in Indiana right now. Just my number, North Carolina. I'm from Louisiana, but I was calling just to see, man. Adrian, he disappointed me again. He don't put out enough punches, but I love to see Mikey Garcia versus Terrence Crawford. Let's see what Mikey Garcia really about. Oh yeah, one more thing, man. Tomorrow when y'all do y'all show, man, y'all gotta talk about how Adrian gotta get a new trainer, man. He has to get a new trainer. And what trainer should he get? All right, I'm out. Peace out, Ness.
All right, brother. CJ, thanks for calling in. I don't know if it is the trainer? Like, we're blaming the trainer. I mean, it's the fighter not letting his hands go. 786-786, first-time caller.
Yeah, it's Kurt calling from Vegas, but originally from Compton, California.
Kurt, can you get off speaker, please?
Okay, I'm going to take off speaker right now. You hear me?
All right, brother, go for it.
Yeah, man. I really think that he needs to go ahead and get rid of the trainer, man. The trainer ain't doing much for him. Like Steamer Mayweather Sr. said, he needs to go get with him, touch up on a lot of things, touch up on his ring generalship, offensive, defensive-wise, and he lets his hands go, you know, way a lot more. He needs to get more form in his punches, stop arm punching, you know, put more curve sharpness in his hooks, and he gets everything down pat, man. He's still fighting like he's been fighting when he first came to the 147, 140-pound division. You know, he's fighting soft, he's fighting weak, he's fighting slow. He hasn't picked up at all.
Kurt, man, thanks for calling in. You know, I don't know. Everybody's suggesting a trainer change. I don't know. I can envision and imagine a Adrian Broner under the Floyd Mayweather senior tutelage. But at the end of the day, it is obviously a problem with conditioning. When you don't let your hands go, it's because you're tired. It's simple. It's simple. You've seen him in this fight. He fought in spurts. Sometimes, yo, if you followed our live fight chat of this, sometimes he would wait to a minute and 30 seconds, not doing anything, no punches, then start to throw. You know, he fights in spurts. People complained about, what's this guy's name? Canelo. Saying that he used to fight in spurs, but now we're seeing that it's not just Canelo. It's a lot of fighters. We're going out to Orlando, 407, first-time caller.
First-time caller.
All right, I'm going to play this intro. Let the world know your name, where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Carlos from Florida, man. Carlos from Florida. You know, I'm real disappointed in AJ Barner, man. He supposed to use his counter uppercut. He didn't use that. He just blocked the whole fight. He would not swing. That disappointed in me right there. I'm very mad at AJ Barner for me buying Showtime for him.
Brother, what you said your name was?
Oh, my name is Reefer.
Reefer, thanks.
Reefer West Palm.
Reefer, right? Like weed, Reefer?
Yes, that's right.
All
right,
brother. Well, thanks for calling in, man. Thanks for calling in. We're going to go to some other call. We got 408 on the line. First time caller, 408. 408, going once.
480.
Yo.
Oh, yeah, 480. That's why we got a co-producer. 480. Going once.
Yo.
Get off speaker, fam, or Bluetooth. No speakers, no Bluetooths.
Yo.
Are you going to talk?
Yeah, hell yeah, man. I'm glad I got through, man. Mike's doing work. Carlo put in work. Carlo Bros, Lions, bro, they're doing what they got to do. I respect your show, man. I like what you're doing with boxing, man. Keep it up.
What you say your name was, brother?
Jesus, man. Jesus, man.
90 seconds.
And boxing's the shit, man. Mike put in work. I like AB, but he's all talk lately, man. But, you know, boxing all the way.
Hey, Jesus, where's the 480 at?
I'm in AZ. I'm in Arizona, man. It's hot as hell out here.
All right. Hey, Seuss from Arizona. Thanks for calling in on the check-in. We're going out to Mr. Watson. More paper, less stress. Talk to us.
Hey, what's up?
60 seconds.
In a while. I just want to say, the last calls I heard, I just want to say this for everybody.
Mr. Watson, get that.
Disappointment in Adrian Broner.
I'm going to jab you, B. Why you on speakerphone? You about to get jabbed.
Oh, man.
I know you
I
ain't.
Know better.
You better go to Patreon.
I know
see,
better.
See Young Ali's jab, man.
I know better. Let me slip that. Let me slip that and start over real quick. Hey, we got to give props to what Mikey Garcia did. Mikey Garcia fought the perfect fight. He's a technician. You know what I'm saying? He kept the jab in Adrian's face, doubling and tripling it up. He was touching him with it. He was baiting him with it. Give Mikey his props. He outboxed AB, which is not really hard to do. You know what I'm saying? And AB should have got in the inside and kept it
10 seconds
and just went to work on Mikey Garcia. That was his only chance, was being on the inside. You know what I'm saying? So give Mikey Garcia his props to AB. AB needs to go back to the drawing board. I ain't say a new trainer and all of that. You need to go back to the drawing board, yo. Maybe he need to live out in Colorado Springs. I don't know what he need to do. But Mikey Garcia was the better man. And he probably beat AB 10 out of 10.
Bruh, it ain't even he needs Colorado and real sparring. Like, he always putting out sparring of dudes nobody never heard of, putting whoopings on them. He looking all good in sparring, and look, I'm just saying. 267 in Philly. First time caller?
Yeah, I'm a first time caller.
I'm going to get and play this intro. Let the world know your name, where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Hector Lopez from Eflin, Pennsylvania. Yeah, I'm calling in. And the reason why I'm calling in, I'm just gonna say that everybody's talking about how Adrian Broner didn't do his uppercut, but they're not saying why. The reason is that Mikey Garcia's timing and his distance was perfect. He stayed in the pocket. The fact that he never overcommitted to let Adrian Broner let off that uppercut. He never let him do it, and he never let him let off that left hook that usually shake guys up. And that's because he had perfect timing, perfect distance at all times.
Well, good call, brother. Thank you for calling in. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. You get those notifications every time we go live. Matt, you got him down?
Yeah.
347, first time caller, 347-701, 347-701.
Yeah, first time caller.
I'm going to go ahead and play the intro, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Yes, Anthony from Brooklyn, New York.
What's up, Anthony?
Yeah, what's going on, Ness? Basically, my reaction, what I thought was that Mikey Garcia basically outclassed Broner. And from what I've seen, Broner, since the DeMarco fight, he just doesn't let his hands go. You know, once he moved up, he wasn't letting his hands go. So that's what I kind of observed from everything. And from that, I want to ask you guys, did you hear anything about the Porter announcement? Did he say anything?
I haven't heard anything, but my correspondent sent me a bunch of emails. I got videos there. So I don't know because I'm doing the immediate reaction, but there was supposed to be an announcement today. Anthony, I want to thank you, obviously, for calling in and participating on the show. I want to thank everyone that called in. I want to thank especially everyone that hit that thumbs up button and shared this show on their social media, whether that be Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook, whatever you young whippersnappers are using these days. So, since I got your attention, I want to remind you, as always, to head on over to theboxingvoice.com and look for that support the Patreon button. That's what you need to do. Head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice and check out all the exclusives we have there. Like I was telling the last caller, he don't want to get hit with that jab. Why? Because TBV has put together something called Border Wars, something that every fight fan should check out. Follow us on Patreon for more of that. My name is Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO.
And I'm at Hunter, the co-producer, co-host.
And who needs a new mic, by the way? It sounds like you need a new mic or something.
I know.
Short in your wire or something. You got me just wanting to unload on you.
Sorry. But you can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter. Matt Hunter TV on Instagram and in my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio's on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Peace.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Later.